Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We have an amazing guest for this first hour, a very special guest. She's been with us twice before. So glad to have her back during these very uncertain times. It's Heather Cox Richardson, a professor of history at Boston College and author of the Substack Letters from an American. I subscribe. It is my daily reading. She helps bring me insight and some sanity during very insane times. Thanks again, Heather, for being here. You were talking about the vacuum, the power vacuum, a lot of power, maybe not a vacuum, a lot of power sloshing around. I love that image. And Donald Trump, because he's not really in charge, see a lot of people sort of vying for power. Some rumors late last week that Stephen Miller, deputy chief of staff, largely tasked with the domestic policy brief, maybe getting looked at for a potential appointment to national security advisor. Oh, heaven help us. Stephen Miller vying for power. Of course, Russell Vogt in the Office of Management and Budget, one of those things that not many Americans know what it is, but it's extremely powerful. He wields a lot of authority, overseas personnel from that post as well. And this brings me to this point at which it is also true to say Donald Trump is engaging in performative politics to paint himself as a would-be king or dictator, not just in his relationships with other self-proclaimed dictators, like, of course, Bukele and El Salvador and elsewhere in the world. But his executive orders are attempting to use power that is not constitutionally his as if he were a dictator. His 79th birthday is coming up, and boy, does he have the parade of parades in mind, right? It would be very, if everybody conjures up like North Korean big military displays with thousands of soldiers marching and equipment and all this. He tried to do this in his first administration, and the Joint Chiefs and other people were like, no, you're not. That's dumb and it's expensive. And do you know what tanks do to roads? Like, no, don't. He's doing it this time because there is no one to say no. But what do you make of Donald Trump, the would-be authoritarian? Is that, from your perspective as a historian, Heather, what we've got going on? Is an American president trying to act as if he is a dictator?
He certainly is trying to act as if he is one. And the parade itself is going to be interesting whether it comes off or not, because, of course, that's exactly what he wants to look like with that parade, which, by the way, is also the 250th anniversary of the establishment of the Continental Army in 1775. So it's going to be an interesting contrast between George Washington, who was, of course, the commander of that Continental Army and who was adamant that there would not be a king, and Donald Trump, who is, of course, trying to do one. And it might even be that I write about that because it's interesting. But, you know, there's another angle to this idea of him creating himself as a dictator that I think is really important in this moment. And that's that he is not the first to try to do that, either in this country or in other countries. But one of the ways that one can establish that image is by having a compliant media. And certainly the right wing has its own echo chamber. It has its own compliant media. And he has worked extraordinarily hard both to put into the comms department of the White House a group of people who literally believed that their job was to dominate the airwaves to say that he was a king. And they are now in the White House press gallery, where the influencers ask softball questions, and then the White House press secretary answers them, and then they take those to social media. So they've got this echo chamber going on to try and push this idea of Trump as infallible and so on. But we also now have a media system that is pushing back against that. And it's one that is growing every day and that we really didn't have in 2016. Mm-hmm. And this is crucially important for people to say, no, that's not true. No, he's really not going to do that. No, he's not allowed to do that. No, the Department of Government Efficiency isn't a thing. No, he can't have a parade, and so on. Because that pushback from the media is crucial for people to understand that his very small minority position is not shared by the majority of people. And you can see what a difference that makes if you think of the 1850s, when the elite enslavers in the American South controlled the media so completely that they were able to shut out any information except that which they were feeding to the people in the American South, the white men in the American South, getting them behind a war that, in fact, most white Southerners did not want. And the fact they were determined to exclude other information shows you just how important that is. And you can see Trump trying to do that by going after CBS most recently and going after different producers. But right now, he doesn't have control of that. And I would argue that alternative media that is accurate and fact-based reality is getting bigger and stronger, not weaker in this moment.
Which certainly gives us all hope. You and I, in our small ways, yours a much bigger footprint than mine, Heather, trying to add to that movement. I often embrace listeners who fact check me or say, hey, you got that wrong. Yes, because my first promise to everyone listening, to each and every one of you, is to try to get it right. The stakes are far too high, the moment far too important for misspeaks and inaccuracy. We need to be armed with the facts in order for voters and Americans to make decisions about how we as a country wish to move forward. We've got historian Heather Cox Richardson with us this afternoon, professor of history at Boston College, author of the Substack Letters from an American. The importance of media, the importance of information, the importance of people in this country becoming better consumers of information, right? The discernment of what information is actually reliable versus straight up propaganda, all the more important in this moment. And it's especially important as we confront Donald Trump's tariff policy. This is a little bit harder to spin. An empty shelf, a rising price, expensive gas. You can't just will that away or have Caroline Levitt explain it away with a softball question. We're going to talk about the history of tariffs in this country when we come back with Heather Cox Richardson, what it says about the likelihood of Donald Trump's wackadoo tariff blunderbuss. I don't know what it is. The odds of that succeeding. And to what end exactly when we return right here on The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.